WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board continues to discuss how it will go about rebranding what will be three middle schools a year from now. Michael Wesson suggested taking Tigers and Cougars in the colors maroon and purple off the table and let the student bodies decide.
They both choose red, then that would suck, but it you know, come up with a process. I do not want to be the one in charge of that process.
Superintendent Clark Ely told the board he will collect community opinions and provide an update at the board's November meeting. The estimated cost for new logos, exterior signage, and marquees is $125,000. Brazos County Commissioners are proceeding with two road projects affecting South College Station. One of yesterday's votes awarded a $1.2 million contract to extend Mesa Verde Drive to Highway 6. The other is approving an interlocal agreement with the City of College Station for rebuilding Arrington Road. Commissioners also approved a change order that adds $9,200 to the design cost of converting Arena Hall into the county's record storage facility. And it was discovered County Engineer Alan Munger resigned last week to take a job in the private sector. Taking over on an interim basis for the second time is Gary Arnold. City of Bryan and Brazos County inspectors are catching up with a salvage yard that's been doing business for 15 years. Brazos County Commissioners gave a conditional permit yesterday to Bryan Auto Recycling and Glass. The county, which began salvage regulations 4 years ago, did not realize part of the yard was located in the county until last March or April. And the salvage yard's consulting engineer, Joe Schultz, told commissioners the city did not do an inspection between 2002 and 2017. Schultz says there are some things that can be done quicker than others, as the city wants what amounts to be a new facility.
They're crushing some cars and making some more room and making it usable. You know, the city of Bryan wishes this was all done right now, but with 15 years of business, it's just not going to happen overnight.
The county's inspector told commissioners the salvage yard is meeting state requirements. A Bryan man is out of jail after posting bond after his arrest on a charge of intoxication manslaughter. 58-year-old Ruben Coronado Martinez is accused of drunk driving at the time of a head-on crash when his truck crossed the center line on a Highway 6 feeder road in North Bryan. The collision at 1:30 in the morning on May 2nd killed 21-year-old Steve Williford Jr. of Bryan. According to the DPS arrest report, Martinez had a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit when he arrived at the hospital. Medical records also indicated Martinez tested positive for cocaine and marijuana. Where is the College Station City Council going to find $300 million over the next 30 years for major projects? That was among the questions asked at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum.
Candidates were specifically asked where to find the money. Place One candidate Elena Vasali talked about two issues, the first being economic development.
And additionally, looking at the needs versus the wants.
Bob Brick brought up impact fees taking care of 10% of the cost.
The 90% is yet to be determined how the city would approach that issue.
All the comments from the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 50 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
Good morning, 710 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We're still under the basic weather pattern we had in place yesterday, with high pressure stretching from Texas through the mid-Mississippi River Valley and on up into New England. That'll keep us relatively sunny, though we're a little bit warmer today. The air mass over us is starting to modify. 80 to 85 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 60 to 65. We'll have sunshine tomorrow, 80 to 85. Clouds on Friday, maybe a stray shower, and 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M freshman defensive lineman Ondario Robinson making waves in the bye week. He was arrested on Monday for allegedly stealing a bait bicycle on campus. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. As hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin about the bye week. Also, the American League Championship Series is all knotted up at two games apiece following the Yankees' big win yesterday over the Houston Astros. Game 5 is today in the Bronx. And the NBA regular season tipped off last night. The Houston Rockets getting a big win. James Harden scored 27 points. And
we put up a fight, man. We gave them so many points in transition. Yeah. Oh, that's the team we're about. We're gonna fight back.
No.
Fight back every possession, every game.
Every game.
Come here with the win.
That's right.
Every single game.
10%. Give 110%. And Lord willing, things will work out. So we'll talk a little bit more about the NBA season and all that more coming up in sports.
So the National Basketball Association tweeted out a long list of items that fans are not allowed to bring to games.
Okay.
So some of them it was good to know.
Clear bags?
You can't bring backpacks.
Right. Okay,
right. But purses and diaper bags are cool.
Oh, okay.
Even if they look like backpacks, it's okay.
What? Right, because some diaper bags are backpack
style. That's right. Yeah, as long as they fit within the size requirement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can't bring strollers.
Mm, yeah. You
can't bring outside beverages.
Or just don't bring your babies.
Yeah, really. Ugh. Other stuff that's pretty obvious, you can't bring any legal substances. Just want to let you know.
Oh, okay.
It's illegal out there. It's illegal in here,
gotcha.
Too. So you got to leave your heroin in the car, I guess, or whatever.
So you can bring babies, but not cocaine?
Right.
Ugh.
Can't
what
bring
about
in
your side piece?
Nope. Can't bring in weapons. Can't bring in pepper spray. Cannot bring in aerosol.
How am I going to protect myself from the weapons?
Can't bring in baseball bats. You can't bring in fireworks.
Well, that's the wrong sport anyways, baseball.
Yeah, true.
That's true. Well, I mean, if you get angry, though, you could, you know, shake it. Anyway, and also, quote, missile-like objects.
Oh.
Can't bring any of those in.
Like Nerf guns.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, you can't bring in a pole, okay? You can't bring in laser pointers. They're banned because I guess the players would be distracted.
You get them in the players' eyes. Right. Yeah, it's like cats.
And you can't bring in selfie sticks.
Oh, well, that stinks.
Or...
It's kind of like a pole.
You can't bring in optical illusions.
Oh.
I guess they want the, you know, because you do that behind the backboard,
maybe. So I can't
bring
my cutout boyfriend?
I guess. Yeah, exactly. That's probably what they mean. You can't bring cutouts.
That sounds prejudiced to magicians.
Well, it does.
Honestly.
Yeah, for optical illusions. Yeah. Got back there doing card tricks while they're trying to shoot free throws. That'd be pretty cool.
It's just like, wow, that's actually pretty neat.
That's right, pulling the quarter out behind the ear of the person next to you.
Sure,
any of those things. You can't do that. So just so you know. All right. The thing that's cool about this show is it doesn't matter what we talk about.
Correct.
We have listeners who can help us be smarter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really trying to understand the rebranding thing in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember the heartburn that everybody went through when they started drawing attendance lines for schools. I mean, that when you have to do that, and I know that the College Station School District is going to review this every year now so that hopefully they can fend off the coming storm for when a new campus gets added. And, you know, amazingly enough, I I grew up where there was pretty much one campus.
Right.
It was a big deal when College Hills was built, okay, mm-hmm. on the other side of Texas Avenue. Because before that, everybody went to every campus.
Right. Yeah.
You went to the same campus all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we got a couple of more middle schools, and that started to break up. And then finally we got to the point where there are two high schools. And I know you grow up thinking that you and your best buddy are going to be going to school at the same campus forever. But, you know, that doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
And you may grow up thinking you're going to a campus, and the boundaries get changed by that mean, wicked, evil school board,
mm-hmm.
and you don't end up going to the next campus you thought you were going to go to. But I'm not understanding what the deal is about the colors
mm-hmm.
and the branding.
Yeah.
Do we need to go back to, you know, in New York, for years, they just went, I got a PS53.
Oh, I know. I don't even know if they have mascots.
It's just a whole lot easier just to put a number on it than yeah. put a number
the
on it.
The PS15345 Falcons.
Yeah.
Falcons.
I'm thinking that the school board has more important things to do.
You would think that. I imagine that there have been some parents out there who have made a big deal about this. Again,
yeah.
I don't have kids.
Right.
And your kids don't go to school anymore.
Right.
And Chelsea, for what we know, doesn't have kids. But to me, yeah, that it just seems so minuscule and such a small
yeah.
problem. Like, big deal if the middle school colors that your kid is wearing don't reflect where they're going to go to high school. They're going to outgrow those clothes anyways.
Good yeah. point.
Yeah. And that's, you know, Scott and I were talking off air, and I was zoned to go to one middle school, and I moved right before sixth grade and went to a completely different middle school. Well, guess what? I still had friends there because I lived in Bryan, where all the other Bryan kids went and played sports and knew people from other things besides school. And I guarantee you that those kids even know people in Bryan or in College Station across towns because they play tournament ball and select ball, and they do music activities and art things with other people
from other
places.
They go to church with them, some other
church.
Yeah.
I went to a College Station church all growing up. All of my Catholic friends went to St. Joseph's, who I went to Bryan schools with, but I went to St. Thomas. And so I had friends who were from College Station because we went to church together.
Gotcha.
And so
let me grab a call here. Hey, hello.
Hey, it's for the children. I mean, what about their feelings?
Exactly. Now, and again, and I
won't somebody think of the children?
And I think there was a school board soundbite that we had that was based on that. Do you have the soundbite that you're going to play in the 7:30 news? Can you segregate that for
mm-hmm,
me so we can
sure.
pull that out? Because, I mean, that kind of spoke to it, but I've also got a problem with the fact that I thought the school board had more important things to do.
Yeah, so here's the clip, and it's a little bit long, but here's
okay.
the clip. Michael Wesson, and he was acknowledging the importance of school colors.
As trivial as it sounds, who cares what color kids are wearing in middle school?
They do.
And it labels them. And we all understand the issues that we've gone through over the last year of having people so ingrained with where they're going to high school and being so upset when all of a sudden they can't go to that high school because they've been wearing the same color for however long.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so guess what? Consolidated yeah. was the only College Station high school when I was in school.
Right.
And they were maroon.
Okay.
And I hated maroon.
Okay.
But guess what? I loved A&M. I was an Aggie. I was born an Aggie. And I still managed to wear the maroon on Aggie game days, even though it was Consolidated's color.
Now, guys, y'all might be a little offended by this. I've worn an orange shirt before.
Oh, yeah. No, I like the color. I like the color a lot.
An orange
really
and white shirt before.
No.
It is so, he's mentioned it's trivial. Yeah, it's trivial. Nobody cares. And somebody had brought this up. This was from, they were talking about this exact same situation, about a month ago or so. And somebody had brought up that middle school teachers teaching the kids the fight songs mm-hmm. of one high school, and then they go to another one. What middle school teachers are teaching the kids fight songs?
I never, exactly.
My teachers are too busy putting me in school detention to
right,
teach
right,
me a fight
right.
song.
Yeah, I guarantee there's no way I knew what the Bryan High fight song was until I got to high school. I mean,
Well, maybe they're too, number one, maybe we don't have anybody listening, and that could be. Number two, maybe people are too busy getting their kids ready to go to their school.
Yeah.
That
and putting them
care.
In a certain color.
And yeah, exactly. But
Well, and my other thing is, too, real quick, is, you know, what happens when these kids apply to go to their college of choice that they have been dying to go to since, you know, they knew what college was, and they don't get in.
Yep.
And they're not accepted, and they have to go somewhere else.
And the one thing that I can't understand, or I can, I mean, is if they are close friends that they grew up with and they end up going to separate high schools.
But you know what? They'll still see each other.
Right.
Yes.
No,
it's not like they can't talk or text.
I was
going
to say, they
that.
Have more ways to communicate now than we
sure.
ever did.
Let me grab a call. Hey.
Okay. I may not understand this, but what I'm getting out of this is that because of the fact that the kids are not on a track anymore to a specific high school, they want to give the lower schools their own individual identities so that the kids can identify there. Then they don't have to worry about what high school they're going to. They can move on. So do I have the wrong take on this? That's what it sounds like
look,
to me.
Look, I'm wanting to hear the takes. That's
right.
Exactly what I'm trying to understand.
And
that.
That is a good point, because I think of, you know, again, I go back to Brian because
Thank
that's
you.
Where I went. But at the time, three middle schools. At the time, you had three middle schools that were all different colors and different mascots than Brian High. I mean, Rayburn was blue, but they also had yellow.
Right.
And they were the Raiders. And then you had the SFA Broncos, and right. you had Jane Long Lobos. And then you had the Brian High Vikings. And so I think what she's saying is the middle schools or intermediate schools or junior highs were what, Tigers, and they were maroon. So they
right.
were going into Consol, and now you've got a different high school that okay. you're having to worry
right.
about.
Caller.
I went to Brian High School for 4 years, and I still don't know the fight song.
Fight onward, Vikings.
All right, that's enough. I thought I'd say to Chelsea, you know, there were some people who started out as SFA Broncos and graduated as Brian Vikings.
Right.
Imagine
yeah.
the trauma there.
The trauma.
I mean, the different colors, the different, I mean, they had to get rid of their T-shirts. They had to use them to wash cars. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I appreciate the lady who brought up that point.
Right.
And, you know, we're burning time here, but this is a local station, and that's the kind
yeah.
of thing that we do. And I'm just, it seems like they'd be able to just settle it.
Why don't we find a happy medium in that you just change the mascot's name, but you keep the color scheme?
Mm. Yeah, I would like the idea of let's take the two campuses and let them vote on what the other campus should be called. How would that be? Can
yeah.
we do that?
Well, and again, yeah. I'm also yeah. so there's a third middle school. Is middle school
yeah.
in College Station still
right.
just fifth and sixth?
Well, now don't get me into that because I'll be wrong. But
yeah,
the thing
I know,
is,
and that's where I get confused.
And they'll
too.
Add another, and they're going to add another campus in College Station.
Yeah,
and there's
well,
not
right.
any doubt that they will.
Right.
And so they're
going to
do that. And so once again. As I had said before, when it comes to the mascots, I think we need to use an action verb and then a mammal.
If okay.
We'll just and
the
you
fighting,
okay.
whatever
or
the rolling
rabbit.
Yeah, the rolling rabbits.
The rolling
yeah,
rabbits.
You know the,
yeah.
The.
Well, and interesting this
let me,
too.
Let me grab this real quick. Hey there, hello.
Yeah, you know, as a taxpayer homeowner who's seen his house payments go up close to $100 a month over the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
it bothers me that they keep raising their taxes. They want to pay for them.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that because I happened to see Channel 3 television last night, and they used the term, they used the number $2 million to rebrand. In their story,
jeez,
we're saying $120,000.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
There's a big difference, mm-hmm. and I don't know what that. Clearly, there's something that's not lined up there because.
Right.
So I don't know what that is either. But if you're spending anything beyond $10, then as one guy
yeah.
said down the hall, if you're spending more than $10, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Just get some paint.
Yeah.
And roll over that
and
bad
I think
boy.
That's part of it. It's the reasoning. It's the like the trauma that they're saying these children are going through.
Yeah.
And that's someone mentioned that, you know, Brian is okay, so SFA is green but zoned to go to Brian High, which is blue.
Okay.
Davila is blue and zoned to go to Rudder, which is primarily green.
Well, see, that's so well, you know what they
and
could
guess
do?
It's okay.
They could have a clothes swap.
Yeah, they could there do, we go.
You could connect with people whose kids are going to someplace else, and that way you could give them the colored shirt that they need.
Yeah, someone just texted in and said, this is how we are creating snowflakes.
Yes, exactly right. We are watching the absolute collection and manufacture of snowflakes. And we'll continue to discuss it. It's fine. Yeah. We're not getting the feedback, which means maybe people don't care.
Right.
But there's going to be a lot of energy apparently expended on this. Yes. Hello. Caller. Oh, then they didn't even want to talk.
Someone else.
Yeah.
From the Clyburn Gold to major masterpieces, we will hear Russians Unravel, Box Brandenburgs, and an epic season finale with the Texas Tenors in the BVSO's 36 years of outstanding live performances. Don't miss a single concert in our 2017-2018 season of Tenors and Titans, sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health. Visit BVSO.org or call 696-6100 to order your season tickets now. Opening concert October 22nd with the Clyburn Gold Medalist.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Sunny, high temperature about 83, and winds will be out of the south today. So it'll warm up a little bit and a little more humidity out there. 68 for a low temperature tonight. And then about 86 for a high temperature tomorrow. We'll probably be in the middle 80s next few days. And then a chance of rain starts coming into the forecast. 40% chance on Friday. It's 30% on Saturday, but 50% on Saturday night and 60% on Sunday as it stands right now. And we've got 83% relative humidity right now. Calm winds, fair skies, and it's 50 out there.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A few weeks ago, I warned Senator Dianne Feinstein that California Democrats were mad at her. Leftists are ticked that she did not support Bernie Sanders and does not support single-payer health care. And they got really mad when she said nice things about President Trump. They also think she's losing it. She's too old at 84. But she is undeterred. After serving 25 years in the Senate, she just announced that she's running again. Normally, that would clear the decks of all challengers, but not this time. Kevin DeLeon, president of California State Senate, is primarying DiFi. He plans to tell his personal story about how hard his immigrant mother worked and what it was like to grow up in poverty as opposed to Feinstein's extreme wealth and privilege. Now, Leon says that he's taking on the political monarchy, but that he's up for it. Well, you better be, sir. I mean, just as I warned DiFi, let me warn you. You are about to find out what all your brave talk about your humble background is worth. Dianne Feinstein isn't about just roll over and head to Jurassic Park. Putting her out to pasture, you know, sending her to the glue factory, that's going to require a knockdown, drag-out war against 25 years of accumulated federal political power. And DiFi is an old-school Democrat. She knows how to fight even dirtier than you do. Her problem is remembering how.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, that huge credit bureau data breach a few weeks ago may have dropped off your radar, but once your personal information's out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity months, even years after the breach. But fortunately, my friends, there's LifeLock. Sign up today, and they'll use proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts opened in your name that you didn't do, money being stolen from your 401k, or...
Okay. So Rush died on us. So we're going to have to wait for the good old computer to restart.
Okay. Your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, they have a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist team that works to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock will look after your identity.
Wow. Okay, let's try this. That's not working. Okay. Well, all right, one more time.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The debate continues to how the College Station School Board will give separate identities to what will be three middle schools that are not associated with Consolidated and College Station High Schools. Michael Wesson was one of at least three board members acknowledging the importance of school colors.
As trivial as it sounds, who cares what color kids are wearing in middle school?
They do.
They do, and it labels them, and we all understand the issues that we've gone through over the last year of having people so ingrained with where they're going to high school and being so upset when all of a sudden they can't go to that high school because they've been wearing the same color for however long.
Carol Barrett says the public needs to be told where the $125,000 will come from for new logos, exterior signage, and marquees.
I think people think teachers aren't going to get paid because we're changing uniforms, and that's just not the case.
At the November board meeting, trustees will receive a review of community opinions collected by Superintendent Clark Ely. A local salvage yard that has been in business for 15 years is located partially in the city of Bryan and partially in Brazos County. But local inspectors did not visit Bryan Auto Recycling and Glass until earlier this year. The salvage yard's consulting engineer consultant, Joe Schultz, told county commissioners last week what the city wants is not going to be a short-term fix.
And they had, of course, planning, which involves landscaping and the use of the property. They had building code people there. They had environmental people there. The fire marshal. The fire marshal is a huge part of this. Engineering for the water line extension so that there can be a fire hydrant.
Schultz says they are in the process of working out an agreement with the city, and yesterday county commissioners approved a salvage permit that's valid as long as progress is being made on the city requirements. While city requirements have been in place for longer than the salvage yard has been in operation, the county did not start regulating salvage yards until 2013. The county was not aware that part of this yard was outside of the city limits until last March or April. There were no public speakers at yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting related to the county's agreement with the city of College Station to rebuild Arrington Road. That's after opponents from the Nantucket neighborhood spoke at recent county and city meetings. Before county commissioners approved the agreement, County Judge Dwayne Peters and Commissioner Nancy Berry brought up one of the opponents who last called for Arrington having a center turn lane had before that wanted Arrington to remain two lanes.
One thing she mentioned was that it was three lane and it moved down to two lane. That was at her request way back when.
No question. During the MPO, those discussions all went on.
Another South College Station Road project was approved by commissioners. That was awarding a $1.2 million contract to extend Mesa Verde Drive to Highway 6. In other business, commissioners appointed an interim county engineer following the resignation of Alan Munger, who took a job in the private sector. It's the second time Gary Arnold is the interim engineer, and commissioners approved a change order that increases the cost to design the conversion of Arena Hall into a record storage facility from $21,000 to almost $31,000. A deadly head-on crash in North Bryan 5 months ago has led to an arrest. DPS has charged 58-year-old Ruben Coronado Martinez of Bryan with intoxication manslaughter and the May 2nd death of 21-year-old Steve Williford Jr. of Bryan. The truck Martinez was driving crossed the center line on a Highway 6 feeder road and struck Williford's car. No skid marks were found from the collision, which took place at 1:30 in the morning. According to the arrest report, Martinez had a blood alcohol level when he arrived at the hospital that was twice the legal limit, and 4 hours later, the BAC was .076, which is just under the legal limit. Medical records also indicated Martinez tested positive for cocaine and marijuana. Martinez is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. Early voting starts next Monday for the local city council and school board elections. All those involved in contested races participated in this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum.
There will be at least one new member of the College Station City Council. The Place One candidates are Elena Vasali and Bob Brick. Vasali asked Brick about wanting to follow his wife on the council, who is not eligible to run again due to term limits.
I think my wife and I generally agree on most issues. It may be hard to fathom, but we have had disagreements over the years. Those have been minor, and they've been resolved peacefully.
Brick asked Vasali about being able to find the savings to pay for $300 million of major projects over the next 30 years. She says prioritization is the key.
And then considering when we have these discussions, not just the purchase, but then what is that going to take in the future in O&M? And continued upkeep.
All the questions and answers in the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 50 degrees. You can call or text us. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Hey, honey, I really need you to get my oil changed. Can you do that this week?
Man, that means I gotta go get the oil, filter wrench, plus my time. I was planning on watching the big games this weekend.
I didn't say I wanted you to change my oil. All you have to do is take it to Allen Honda's Express Oil Change during their happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. They have 8 lanes, they'll wash and vacuum it. It doesn't matter what car you drive, you get $10 off and you're in and out in a jiffy. So will you please take it to Allen Honda?
Oh, sure, that's easy.
That's Allen Honda's Express Oil Change.
7:38, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine, we'll see more of that again today, and it's going to start to warm up a little bit. Nothing too impressive. We'll get to about 80 to 85 this afternoon. That certainly puts us above normal for today. We're clear tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine tomorrow, there'll be some passing cloudiness in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds may be a stray shower Friday in 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie football is on a bye week, but it's still making news, just not in the good way. Defensive lineman Ondario Robinson is in some hot water after allegedly stealing a bait bicycle on the Texas A&M campus. We'll talk more about that, as well as the Yankees got the better of the Astros yesterday, 6-4, tying the ALCS up at 2 wins apiece. Astros skipper A.J. Hinch provided some reassuring words to his team in the locker room afterwards.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
We've got too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
So anyways,
that wasn't him.
No, it was not him. That would be Will Ferrell from Old School. But either way, I imagine it kind of went something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Game 5 is set for this afternoon at 4:08 in New York. And the NBA regular season tipped off last night. The Rockets got the win over the Golden State Warriors. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, there you go. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning from the district. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to talk to you. By the way, I wanted to compliment you and all of the Bryan Broadcasting team on how you led the local candidates for them on Monday night. That was great to watch you all in action.
Thank you, sir. We're always glad when we can provide that service for our listeners, and it's archived on our website at WTAW.com, so you can listen now at your convenience. So you're not in session this week. What are your plans for the balance of this week?
Well, we've been pretty busy. Monday we were in Bryan College Station all day visiting with constituents and going to visit with companies that wanted to show off what they do, one of which was Starbucks. I served a few people, and I haven't gotten any calls from the county health commissioner.
Did you get any tips? Anybody give any tips?
I think there were some tips that were given, but they go to the general group.
Okay.
Not me,
so. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Anyway, I learned a lot. I don't know if I want to do that full time, but it was pretty fascinating. Yesterday we were in Austin all day with a stop in Milam County on the way back last night, and then we had one event in Bryan that wrapped up about 9 yesterday evening. Today we're going to the rural counties up in the northern part of the district, and then tomorrow we'll be in Waco all day. Also, one of the things we're going to be doing in Waco tomorrow is that Trey Gowdy from South Carolina is coming into town, and he and I are going to be co-speakers at an event tomorrow, and so I'm looking forward to having him in the district, and hopefully he and I get a chance to meet Chip and Joanna Gaines tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the real stars in Waco, right?
Exactly. They are the true rock stars. We got a lot of rock stars in this district, but right now they're at the top of the list.
Yeah, absolutely. So now yesterday, Republican Senator Lamar Alexander said that he and a Democrat Senator, Patty Murray, had come up with a deal that could apparently do some cross-sharing reduction payments that could continue. These are the things that the president said he was going to stop. So that would, I don't know, put Obamacare on life support for some time. First reaction was very good, and now there's starting to be some cracks in that support. Tell me how you feel about it.
Well, here's what the CSR is, just in general. I mean, they were a feature that was embedded in Obamacare, and The President Obama, it was illegally funding them, and the courts have proven that. And so the Attorney General Jeff Sessions under President Trump looked at that and said, look, we can't defend ourselves on this. We have to stop those payments. The effect of stopping the payments to the insurance companies meant that the insurance companies would have to embed that loss of taxpayer-provided subsidy in their rates, so the rates were going to go up even more than they were going to go up already. I think we already know that Obamacare has just caused a huge increase in rates, and so they're going to go up again. So that was going to cause the market to be further destabilized, and that's all the design problems of the Democrats' Obamacare plan. And so the Senate decided it felt like it needed to stabilize the insurance markets while they continue to debate the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. So they came up with a plan to put them back together. It's not going to have broad Republican support. So you've got complaints on both sides. The Democrats don't like it because it tears away a little piece of Obamacare. The Republicans don't like it because it continues Obamacare. And so I can see where the cracks came from. It will be interesting to watch this debate over the next few days because I suspect it's going to be dumped in our lap in the House within the next week or two.
Well, every day that goes by is another black mark on the Republican Party. People are sick of it. They're not seeing anything done, and the Republicans are going to get blamed rightly or wrongly.
Well, that's unfortunate because, again, the House continues to do its work. So, the Senate would not have had to have this so-called deal they made yesterday had they done the right thing a few weeks ago and voted to repeal and replace Obamacare. What they're doing this week is going to continue to frustrate Americans with our party. And, heck, I can't blame them. I mean, I'm frustrated with the Senate as well. The bad thing is that both houses, whether you've been doing your work or not, get tagged with that dysfunctional title.
We had an email question come in this morning that I wanted to share with you. First, it was, please explain sequestration, why it's still in place. And secondly, if sequestration is still in place, why are we having military plane flyovers at football games while medical companies still are getting hit with 2% sequestration reductions for every Medicare payment?
Yeah, and what this is going to be hard to do in just a few seconds, but sequestration is still the law. Now, we in Congress over the last couple of appropriation cycles have voted to override that for certain parts of the of our federal spending, and one part where we have overridden it has been with respect to military spending. And the reason we're overriding for military spending is because of Iran, North Korea, a China that's becoming more aggressive, a reemerging Russia, and ISIS. And so we have had to increase the budget on that side. The cuts still apply to the non-defense discretionary side, or sequestration cuts still apply to the non-defense discretionary side. The military flyovers are a minor cost compared to the budget. And I think that most Americans are willing to accept the cost of the flyovers because it gives us a chance to recognize the accomplishments they've had and all of the activities they're engaged with around the world. So I really don't have a big problem with them, and the cost is modest as well.
Sure. Now, what's going to happen when you get back in session next week? What are the things that are on the agenda that we need to be watching for?
Well, two big things that I'm pretty sure are going to be on the agenda early next week are the reauthorization of SCHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program for the states. Also, community health care centers, the authorization for that expired on September the 30th. Nobody's in trouble yet. There's money that they still have. They've got margin to operate in, but Congress does need to get those two programs reauthorized. FAA reauthorization, along with the privatization of air traffic control, is still lurking out there. There's not enough votes for it, so my gut is that the ATC privatization part comes out, and then Congress will pass a long-term reauthorization for the FAA. The big things that are coming up at the weeks following next week are tax reform, infrastructure, and some sort of a border security Greeners bill. I'm hopeful that we get those done. I think we'll get those latter three things done before Christmas. And then another thing that we've been working on my committee is reauthorization of the Federal Communications Commission. For some reason, Congress has dropped the ball and hasn't reauthorized it since the 1990s.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. And so it's interesting. Our new chairman of Energy and Commerce, the committee I'm on, Greg Walden, has said, we're going to go through and do our job and dig back into these agencies that haven't been reauthorized, and we're going to reform them and reauthorize them. And so we did that last week in the committee. That should be coming to the floor sometime in the next two or three weeks.
All right, we'll look for that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Safe travels in the district, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I look forward to visiting with you in the future. I'd ask all of our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our first responders, and those affected by the recent hurricane.
Certainly. Thank you, sir.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
7:48, no focus on the family this morning. Sports just around the corner.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. years. The Secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Well, it's bye week for Fighting Texas Aggie football, and Coach Kevin Sumlin says it could not have come at a better time.
Yeah, you know, everybody looks at halfway, the midway point of the season is midway point of the season. Well, it's not, because you got an extended fall camp now, almost 4 weeks. So the midpoint of the season for these guys was a couple weeks ago. And we've approached it that way. This comes at a good time for us to kind of gather our breath. You know, we've got a lot going on with school, and these guys don't get to go home, you know, for Thanksgiving. We're playing, and yeah, I think it's important not only for our physical health but our mental health that we utilize this week in the right way.
Coach and the guys have won 5 of their last 6, including last Saturday's 19-17 victory over Florida. Now, they'll be back at Kyle Field on October 28th against Mississippi State. Kickoff against the Bulldogs is set for 6:15 p.m. And sticking with Aggie football, some not-so-good news. Freshman defensive lineman Ondario Robinson has been arrested for allegedly stealing a bait bicycle on the Texas A&M University campus. And the Houston Chronicle reports the bike is priced at $350, meaning the theft is classified as a misdemeanor. Robinson is out on bond. This was on Monday was the arrest. He's a 3-star recruit from Hutto and signed with the Aggies last February, but has not appeared in a game this season. The story was first reported by the Dallas Morning News. Texas A&M senior Baril Gasteldello has been named Southeastern Conference Female Swimmer of the Week after posting a trio of individual wins and relay wins in the Aggies' victories over Notre Dame and Michigan State last weekend. Gasteldello, a 13-time NCAA All-American from France, posted individual wins in the 50 freestyle, 100 freestyle, and 100 butterfly, and also helped the Aggies' 200 free relay and 200 400 medley relays to victory. Well, this is that point in the sports cast where Houston Astros fans, you might want to put on your earmuffs.
Swung on and line, base hit, right center field in the alley. Didi was running. Judge scores. Here comes Didi. He has got a score. Sanchez, a 2-run double to the gap in right center. One of the greatest rallies I've ever seen. 2 in the 7th, 4 in the 8th. They have a 6-4 lead.
Houston's bullpen surrendered 5 runs, and the Yankees rallied past the Astros 6-4. They even the ALCS at 2 wins apiece. The Astros will try to retake the series lead this afternoon when they visit the Bronx Bombers again at 4:08. Game 1 winner Dallas Keuchel goes for Houston, while righty Masahiro Tanaka will make the start for New York. In the National League, Andre Ethier and Corey Taylor went deep, and Yu Darvish tossed 6 solid innings as the Dodgers topped the Cubs 6-1 last night to take a commanding 3-0 NLCS lead. L.A. will try to cap off a sweep of the reigning World Series champs tonight when it visits Chicago at 8 o'clock at Wrigley. The NBA regular season kicked off yesterday in Cleveland with the Cavaliers topping the Celtics 102-99. Now, as if to rub salt in the wound, Boston offseason acquisition Gordon Hayward was carted off in the first quarter after suffering a gruesome leg injury. Meanwhile, in the late game, James Harden scored 27 points, and the Houston Rockets held on for a 122-121 win over reigning champion Golden State.
We put up a fight, man. We gave them so many points in transition. That's the team we're about. We're going to fight back. We're going to fight back every possession, every game, and came here with the win.
Harden and the Rockets will head to Sacramento tonight to take on the Kings at 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks welcome the Atlanta Hawks to town at 7:30, and the San Antonio Spurs entertain the Minnesota Timberwolves at 8:30. Out on the ice, Ben Bishop made 27 saves as the Dallas Stars edged the Arizona Coyotes last night 3-1. With the win, Dallas improves to 3-3 on the season. Cowboys star Ezekiel Elliott has been granted another legal reprieve in the running back's fight to avoid a 6-game suspension over domestic violence allegations. A federal judge granted a temporary restraining order blocking the league suspension Tuesday night, clearing Elliott to play in Dallas's game Sunday in San Francisco. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
October 21st and 22nd is the Fall 2017 Parade of Homes, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and JC Insulation. Tour 50 homes built by 33 of our local home builders for free. Visit our website or social media for more information. Click gbbbuilders.org.
I'm Eleanor Vasali, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. My family and I have called College Station home for more than 25 years. As a former teacher, business owner, and member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I understand the challenges facing our community. I believe it's important to have diverse voices, including young professionals and women, to successfully lead us into the future. I want to ensure safety, exceptional city services, and a high quality of life for all of College Station's residents. Vote Vasali.
Political ad paid for by the Eleanor Vasali campaign tab. Bent's treasurer. 75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now, co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Earlier this hour, we've been talking about the whole rebranding thing that apparently the College Station ISD school board is struggling with. Mm-hmm. The discussion of doing that. Don't know how much money it's going to cost, but lots of consternation.
It's monopoly money, Scott.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So lady called to say that she had a grandchild who went to school in the South Lake Carroll school district.
Right.
They have one high school,
mm-hmm.
but all the schools underneath have the same colors and the same mascot.
Oh.
They're all green and white, and they're all like dragonettes or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because then, yeah, and then
maybe
they're the dragons.
We
the little dragons.
Yeah, that's it. We just make everybody the same thing.
Yeah. Now, someone did text in and mention, you know, rebranding can include repainting and remodeling the schools to the new colors, but then you've got letterheads, websites, signage, uniforms for athletics. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got mm-hmm. a ton of stuff. And I bet, you know, some of those get hand-me-downs from the high schools.
Sure.
Because it's, you know, easy enough and same color. So, I don't know.
I'm just saying there's got to be something that takes precedence over this. I mean, literally
right.
anything.
Well, and yeah, yeah.
I don't care if you're spending it on trash can liners. It's more important than this, in my opinion. I mean, yeah, however much money it is, sure, teachers need to be making more money. I think we understand that. Or they need more support people. But boy, if we're spending very much money on rebranding the schools, I think we're missing the priority somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I am just beginning to understand a little bit about this, and that's why we want the callers to share with us or text to us what the situation is or what their feelings are on this. Because if you're making these kind of decisions where you're all in this one room and yelling
right.
at each other, I don't know.
Someone texted in and mentioned CSISD compounded this mess by refusing to name schools after people.
Ah, well.
And you know, going with the A&M Consolidated Middle School
that's
or
true.
College
yep.
Station Middle School.
Right.
I get confused with the
yeah.
acronyms and the
names.
I do
too. Tyler ISD, you know, I was with the school there. And, yeah, all the middle schools were named after people, and none of the mascots
yep.
reflected the high schools.
Well, but if you do that, then eventually you're going to find out something horrible about that.
They're a Confederate leader.
Yeah, and as a result, they were a wicked landlord who kicked somebody out of their house for not paying rent one time. And so
maybe they should name the new middle school the Scott DeLucia Middle School.
No, there's
school.
No reason to do that. There's no reason it should be.
What would your mascot be?
Oh, man.
Yeah, what would my mascot be? No kidding. That would be fun.
The talking mouths.
That's it. That's it. They'd have those lips
the
like from the Rolling Stones, right?
Yeah.
Do that whole thing. All right, so how many times have we talked about extending the brand? Taking your brand, people know what it is. Now let's mix it up. What could be worse than what they've done with Oreos? Because they have. They've messed it up. They've gotten to the point where we have to have cotton candy Oreos. Well, guess what? Snickers is going to do that now.
Oh, no.
Snickers has just announced three new flavors.
Yikes.
Everything that's right and good in this world is being ruined.
Okay, salted caramel.
Okay. I think they have that one.
Which is pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might not be that bad, actually.
Espresso.
No.
Chili pepper.
What is whole chili chocolate thing?
Yes.
I have
had some chili chocolate before. It wasn't bad.
The nougat will be infused, apparently, with these things. Mm.
The nice part is, regardless of what these companies are doing, they at least are keeping the originals on the shelves. So you know what I mean? It'd be one thing if they were just taking away the OG completely. Then that would be
horrendous.
Forcing
us to eat their new weird thing.
Right. You can always still go back to the original.
So there you are. And they don't come out till June, so you have time to
anticipate.
Exactly. Either that or wring your hands over what you're going to do when they get here. It's 50 degrees right now. That's pretty neat. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.